Want to know what strategies real graduates use to launch their career? Well, here's your chance. From personal stories to insider tips, our interviews with graduates and campus recruiters will equip you with the knowledge and inspiration you need to take off and stand out from the crowd. Brought to you by Prospel, your one-stop shop for finding and securing your dream internship or fresh graduate job.
Thank you for meeting us today, Flo. Just to set probably the stage and let everyone know, by way of introduction, what's your background story? What course did you or degree did you study in university? Which university it is, and you know, where have you worked in the past?
Okay, so right now, I'm currently a fourth-year BS Business Administration student in UP Diliman. So I've worked in the past with companies such as Nielsen, Shopee. So these two companies, I particularly work in their marketing department. So it's really heavy on marketing, data research, market research, and surveys. So I primarily handled a lot of data with regards to marketing since I'm used to handling a lot of numbers in a sense. And then in terms of my academic background or my school background, so as I mentioned, I'm currently a business student. So I'm graduating in a couple of months. And right now I'm also part of several organizations within my college and in my school. So some of them include the UP Career Assistance Program, the UP Junior Finance Association, ADCOR, which is the advertising org in our school, as well as the Chinese Association and Red Cross Youth of UP.
Thank you for sharing that. That gives us a bit of a context of what you do and what are the work experiences that you've had. In your most recent internship, for those who have never heard, it may be impossible, but for those who have never heard of Shopee, what do they actually do and what makes that organization unique? Like what is it known best for?
So Shopee is really known for being one of the leading e-commerce platforms, particularly in Southeast Asia. So they have a huge following in countries like the Philippines. So I'm sure a lot of us, we've done a bit of online shopping before. Medyo nabubudol tayo to buy things impulsively, lalo na during sales like the 12-12, 11-11, when everything's on sale. So Shopee primarily is an e-commerce platform that allows sellers to sell their products to buyers all over the Philippines and in other countries as well.
And would you be able to tell us your main role there and what you do? Like, walk me through a day in your life within your role.
Okay, so when I was in Shopee, I was primarily a marketing intern assigned in the Consumer Insights Department. So for context, Shopee has two main offices in the Philippines. So one is in Podium, and then the other one is in BGC Taguig. So I was assigned to BGC. So that's where I worked. So I would go to the office every week, 2 to 3 times on site. And then the other days were online. So of course, umiiba yung work, depending of course where I am. So if I were to say an on-site day, I would typically go to the office early on since I'm of an early bird. So I like going to the office early, like 7 or 8, because it's just to avoid traffic. And at the same time, gives me time to do some of my academics early in the morning in the office, since there's actually a lot of working spaces within Shopee offices. And then afterwards, typically I would start my day by doing the tasks assigned to me. So I was assigned weekly tasks and where I had to do several things like reporting, data analysis, consumer insights, etc. So it's really handling a lot of marketing data and information. And then throughout the day, I would typically have meetings after lunch with my superior or my manager, as well as my buddy. So they actually assign you like an employee buddy to help you during your stay in Shopee, since admittedly, I got lost on my first day. I didn't know where to go. So I was like, can you please let me in the door? Like those kinds of things. And they were very kind and accommodating. So I typically would have meetings in the afternoon. And then sometimes I would leave around 5 p.m. To go home and study. However, if it was an online day or where I wasn't in the office, it would typically be a lot more flexible. I would wake up a couple of minutes before the clock in time, and I would start doing my tasks, but they're more spaced out during the online days, and I would balance it with my academics.
That's good to hear. Thank you for giving us a brief background of how the hybrid setup works in Shopee. Now, within the last few weeks or months that you've had with Shopee, what's the coolest thing you've worked on so far?
I think one of the coolest things I've worked on, well, there were a lot, admittedly. If I were to choose, I think it would really be like handling statistics when it comes to like researching other competitors like TikTok, since as you're aware, there's actually a TikTok shop. So I was assigned to do research on that. It is really interesting because I'm a person who really likes handling research data and everything. So I really found it interesting and I was able to give a very comprehensive report afterwards.
That's nice. Good to hear that. Now let's rewind back to when you were a student. You're still a student, I know, but when you were still searching for that opportunity, how did you first find out about the job opening in Shopee?
Actually, Shopee went to UP, our campus, and they actually had a roadshow. So in that roadshow, they promoted their openings and everything. And they also went to our career fair, which is primarily held in UP for the students. And there they introduced us to their internship program. So there's actually a Shopee internship program, and then there's also a apprentice program. There's several openings, several opportunities you can go for that they introduced to us in school, and at the same time promoted in Facebook or in LinkedIn. And that's where I primarily found out about those openings and job positions.
What was it that first interested you in applying and working for Shopee? Are there any specific reasons as to why Shopee? Do you have any other options per se?
Oh, I think one of the main reasons is because I'm already a dedicated user of Shopee. I have bought several things in the past. I have relied on the platform, especially when I needed to buy something on the go, or I couldn't really go out to buy it, especially when it was during the peak of the pandemic. I really relied on Shopee, which is what really attracted me to work for them. And besides that, I have had friends who already interned for Shopee before I joined the company. And they provided a lot of really great like testimonials and reviews on how they enjoyed their time working with Shopee, despite being in different departments besides the marketing department.
Were there any other factors that you considered when, you know, choosing this job? Did you consider salary, benefits, or career path?
I think I primarily considered, number one, how I would balance it with my academics, and number two, the career path. Because their salary is very competitive. So I really was happy already with that. However, the main two considerations I really thought of were balancing it with my academics. Because, you know, as a student, you still have to go to school, you still have to study. But luckily, I applied when it was my mid-year in UP. So I was only taking one subject that time. So it was all very manageable on my end. And then secondly, of course, I considered my career path, since as a business administration student, medyo broad pa yung field. I could really explore marketing, finance, HR, and I really wanted to focus on marketing or dip my toes in marketing. So I believe that Shopee was really that.
Right. And when you have decided that, you know, I'll go for Shopee, can you walk me through the application process? How did you get into Shopee's graduate program or internship program?
I applied via Facebook since they posted the link there, but it was also posted on LinkedIn. So I applied. So what I did was they let you apply. However, they also let you choose departments you want to be part of. So they actually have several teams. Like, it's overwhelming at first. Like, I couldn't choose because there were so much. But I ended up, of course, choosing the teams that I really wanted to be a part of. So I chose those teams. Then afterwards, after you submit your resume, they get in contact with you, and there's typically two rounds. So round one is an interview with the people team, which is the HR team of Shopee. So they interview you. It's more behavioral questions and like what makes you a great fit, at the same time asking for your availability. Would you like to be in this team, or would you prefer BGC? Or would you prefer like podium office, etc.? And they'll just give you a brief overview, of course, of your job that you'll be assigned to. The interviewee from round one will then bring you to round two, which is another round of interviews, but this time with your direct manager of the team already. So these are more specific and harder questions that really cater to the needs of the team that you'll be assigned to and how you can best contribute to them. So definitely the second round was a lot more challenging and a lot more intimidating at the start. Yeah.
You've mentioned that it was a bit challenging. What was the hardest part of the application process, or would you be able to share like specific questions that probably is a difficult one to answer?
For me personally, the questions were okay, but it's just that sometimes I would get mind blocked during the interviews. It's a pressured situation, and especially when you're already interviewing with the direct manager, a lot of these questions become more specific and catered to the team. So for example, in round one, it's more like, how would you be a fit for Shopee? What can we expect from you? More on those kinds of questions. However, when you go to round two, medyo, it changes already to fit the team. So it depends on what team you apply for, and the manager has the discretion to choose what kind of questions they would like to ask you. But I honestly forgot the questions in the second round. I think it was due to the stress that I went through. But I would say it went well naman, since I was still able to land the job. Not, they do ask you naman for your background, of course, like, you know, what do you do, what's your experience, etc. But they give you more technical questions, like how would you handle this type of situation, or what is your experience with, let's say, for example, Excel, since you really needed to be good in Excel, or at least adept in Excel, to really succeed in the task.
Would you say it might be interesting for some of our audience or viewers in the future, are there any grades that they required you? What grades do you need to get into Shopee, or are there any specific GWA that you need to meet before you actually get the internship role?
Definitely, there is no grade requirement. Like, I mean, it does help. I guess, like, if you look at it objectively, it does help you. It shows a bit of your academic background and achievements. But at the end of the day, they really focus more on what you can offer, your work ethic, most importantly, how you approach situations and how you react to, let's say, certain circumstances. And of course, how you perform in the interview. And not just grades, but also, for example, what do you do outside of school, your extracurriculars, your volunteer experiences, if you have any, those all like play a role in them deciding whether or not you're a great fit for the company. And rest assured, they do take into account everything. And regardless of your grades, like, you can always bow at that with other aspects of you. And I'm sure that if you do perform well in the interview and you prove your worth, then you'll still be able to get the job.
Well, and were there any specific preparation that you did to prepare for your interview?
In preparation for my interview for the first round, more on getting to know Shopee, doing my research, for example, on Shopee, the services they offer. Like, they don't just offer yung buy and sell type of thing, but they also offer other services like SeaMoney and other places where you can actually loan from them. So it's really getting to know more about Shopee, preparing myself to really see how I'm a fit for the company. And then in the second round, how I prepared for that was really understanding my role, researching what the role entails, looking for examples online, like what is expected of interns, what is expected of interns in a specific role in Shopee with regards to marketing. And at the same time, asking my friends who've already taken past positions in Shopee. Because fun fact, one of my friends was an intern in the same team as me a year before I applied. So it was really interesting to get her insights on that when I was applying.
That's really helpful. And how do you think you got the job? What do you think made you stand out in the recruitment process?
I think what made me get the job over a lot of very deserving candidates who definitely also deserve the position was the fact that I did have past experience when it comes to marketing, not just because of my course, but of my previous internship with Nielsen, which was heavy on marketing and research and data analysis. And it was able to perfectly align with the team that I was applying for. And I think beyond that, it was also how you approach certain situations, give you questions that are situational based. I think that I provided a very methodological way of addressing these situations. Like, I really provided a step-by-step process on how I would approach things I'm a very organized person, and I think that suits well to the position I was applying for.
For those who are interested to apply for a marketing intern as well in Shopee, what's your single best piece of advice for anyone, you know, wanting to nail their graduate application process or their internship application?
One of the biggest pieces of advice I could give based on experience is just don't be afraid. Just take the risk, because you'll never know until you try. Like, admittedly, you will face rejections at the end of the day. Like, I've also been rejected by a couple of other places I've applied to. And it's really just part of learning. It's really part of the experience. Like, you need to be able to learn from your failures. And actually, I don't even want to brand it as failures. I think it's more of a learning experience at the end of the day. If you don't get the job that you want, I think you should treat it as a learning experience. And that will help you get the job, another job that could actually suit you better. So, yeah.
I agree with you on that. That's a very nice insight, because when you sort of fail, or what you said, it's a learning experience, you're one step closer to the right job for you. So it's part of the preparation, I would say. So yeah, thank you for sharing those application tips. Talk about the early days when you were in Shopee. What did your initial first few days look like? Any training or onboarding process that was shared or was given to you during the first few days?
So besides getting lost in the office and having to ask for help to get in, I think one of the biggest things that you start off with is really the onboarding. So your team onboards you on the specific tasks that you have to do, the specific expectations of you, what mode are we going to communicate with, etc. And at the same time, you also get introduced to your employee body, the one who'll be really by your side throughout your entire like internship process there. So they help you adjust to the current working setup. They help you, for example, get your devices, since Shopee does provide all interns with a laptop and like all the other materials you need to work efficiently. So it is really more on getting started, like getting your feet on the ground, getting started, and more on the onboarding talaga for the first few days and learning on the job. So you're introduced to several tasks, and normally you're still in the learning stage. So your colleagues or your team will really help you to achieve your first few tasks until you can finally start to do it independently.
What did you find the most surprising about your internship when you first started? Were there any expectations versus reality kind of moment that, hey, this isn't what I expected?
I think I expected a lot of things naman from my internship process. However, what I didn't expect was to have that much fun. Because the team, like the people you meet, then the people you work with, really made my stay in Shopee so much more worthwhile. Like the team I was assigned to was so nice, so accommodating, and they were also very relaxed and chill, but they also know when work is work and then when play is play. And also, like having an experience, I also had a co-intern, so I was also able to really have a lot of fun in my experience. So I think a misconception is that it's an internship, you're just gonna keep working, it just work, work, work every day. However, you really have fun along the way because of the people you meet and the things you learn. So I think that's what really stood by me the most and what really shocked me, because I really just expected it to be just purely work. But because of the team and because of the nature of what I was doing, the fact that I really enjoyed it is what made it so much more fun and enjoyable.
Thank you. I'm glad that you had fun with your internship. Were there any development resources or training resources that was given to you during your stay there?
Yep, definitely. There's actually an entire team in Shopee dedicated to learning and development. So they would give us modules actually on several things we could learn, not just about Shopee, but also on proper work management. So we had modules and seminars on work ethic, how to properly have meetings, time management, etc. And those were all required. So you really had to learn them. So it was really a great learning experience, because when I'm just first exposed to like the corporate world, like it helps me get a head start, because I am admittedly new to, you know, going to the office like that many times in a week, like compared to like going to school and everything. So it really helped me get a head start with these modules that the team or the learning and development team provided to us.
You mentioned earlier that you've had a lot of fun with Shopee, what does the work-life balance look like for someone in your role? What's your workload look like, and how stressful would you say your job is?
When you're still trying to get accustomed to the things you're doing, it's really a lot more stressful at the start because you're new to it, everything's foreign to you. However, when you start getting used to it, the workload becomes a lot lighter. You become a lot more used to the things you're doing, a lot more adept, and you're able to make faster decisions or work faster and more efficiently because you're already used to the work you're doing. However, the workload ultimately depends on, as a student, your academics, how you balance your work with your internship and your academic life. So fortunately for me, I was only taking one subject at the time, so it was a lot more manageable for me to balance my workload with Shopee. And rest assured, the team actually always checks in on you. They ask you if, for example, the workload, is it okay? Do you have exams this week? Do we need to reschedule a meeting because you have a class? So they're very accommodating, and the workload definitely can be adjusted based on, for example, as a student, based on your class schedule, your exam schedule, or on your preferences.
Nice. You're very considerate in that aspect. Did you get to enjoy a leave, or how much leave do you get while you're in Shopee?
Oh, yeah, they do let you take leaves. However, I did not apply for any leave since fortunately I didn't get sick or I didn't require a day where I had to take a leave. However, they do allow you to take leaves. You can just simply send a letter to your superior as well as to the people team or the HR team of Shopee for them to approve of your leave.
What does your work social life look like? Do you make friends working at Shopee? Have you attended any events per se?
So definitely I made friends within my team. And actually, I would say lifelong friends, because I really was able to learn a lot from them. They were very nice and accommodating at the start. We even had lunch out together. So it was really another experience entirely. And not only that, my co-intern, who's actually my neighbor in Ateneo from UP, was also another friend that I made. And definitely, we also do plan to meet soon. So it was really something that you can take with you even after your internship period ends. So really making friends within my team. Yeah.
Nice. So you're able to build connections and relationships within the team as well. So that's good to hear. Now, some students, you know, they're always wanting to know about one, salary. Second is the career progression. So we'd like to ask a couple of questions about this as well. What does the salary and benefits look like at Shopee?
500 at our shop to 600. I just can't remember the exact number since, yeah, kasi nakalump sum siya when it gets to your account.
Pay.
So, yeah, medyo nakalimutan ko yung exact number. That's assuming you have to complete the eight or requirement per day to qualify for the full payment. So, of course, then just multiply that by the number of days you go to work in a month. So that's the salary that was offered. So it's very competitive. In terms of benefits, there is a clinic in the office that you can avail of. And then there are also concessionaires, like food concessionaires, that are actually provided there as well.
And that's for a student who hasn't really completed your degree, but doing a couple of jobs for the company. That's really, I would say, it's competitive in the Philippine market. And what's the coolest benefit or perk that you had there?
I think the coolest perk I had was definitely access to places like Statista. So if you're to websites like Statista, so Statista is like a website where you can access large amounts of information and data, like in the web. And typically it's paid, but because you're with Shopee, it's already provided for you. So I was able to access so much information from that. And as I mentioned previously, I love handling a lot of data information. I love learning new things. So it is really one of the coolest perks, in my opinion, because I really like handling and really reading about like data in graphs and charts, which I was able to do when I was given access to that. So I kept using it every day. So yeah, this is super solid.
It's like a playground for you.
Yeah.
Can you walk us through the typical career path for your role, your company? Where does your role lead to in the future as a marketing intern?
As someone who's in the business field, I was trying to learn more about marketing. And I believe that if I do pursue a more like advanced field in marketing, coming from being a marketing intern, it would really be part of a marketing agency, or it could even be being a marketing employee in another company. because marketing is very broad. Like, I think the assumption is that, oh, marketing, you just like market, like advertise and everything. But marketing is a lot more than that. Like, beyond advertising, creating TV commercials, posters, etc., or the things you find on social media, marketing is also a lot about research, a lot about being able to make the right decisions based on the data that's provided to you. So I think that in the future, in terms of career paths, exploring other sides of marketing for me, like since I was more the data side, now I could explore, for example, advertising, or for example, social media, PR marketing. So marketing's a really broad field. Like, you don't need to limit yourself to a certain part, since, I mean, as proven by Shopee, there were so many teams under the marketing department that I was getting really dizzy just looking at it. So it was, man, you don't need to limit yourself to a certain part in marketing when it's also very broad. And at the same time, we're all young, so you can also explore other departments like finance, HR. Like, there's so many options for you. And this is could be your stepping stone to really getting more opportunities in the future.
Thank you. Yep. And if, for example, you did well in your role, I assume there would be promotions that would be offered. And curious to know if you already have an idea of what happens if you're doing poorly in your role. Were there any options to transition to another department or whatnot?
Shopee really focuses on a very collaborative environment and where the team is really someone you can rely on. If you do perform poorly, then the team will first step in to help you out on that and really find out the aspects of where you're struggling at and really strive to help you improve so that you can perform better in your job.
It's nice to hear. And how long do people generally stay at Shopee? Would you have any idea based on your, you know, the workmates that you've had?
If you're an intern, it's typically 3 to 5 months. If you're an employee, it generally ranges depending on your department, I would say. But most of them, they've been working there for more than 3 years already. And actually, they have a lot more incoming employees. Like, I remember when I ended my internship, there was a new employee to the team that was already joining. So they're constantly getting new talent and hiring new people, and at the same time, doing their best to retain their current employees.
What we'd like to also ask is, what are your long-term plans after your internship with Shopee? Where are you headed to, like, where to from here?
I think since I am in my last semester of college, it would be really focusing on my academics this time, since it is my last year and I do want to graduate on time, of course. I will be focusing heavily on my academics since I'll be overloading as well in the next semester or in my final semester. I would say focusing on my academics, but at the same time, exploring for new opportunities while studying, of course. I think taking another internship on my last year, I don't think I will be. However, I will be looking for work experiences afterwards. And then afterwards, I'm also considering taking an MBA.
If you had a second chance again, what would you do differently? Like, any regrets in the last couple of years or the internships that you've had?
I think in terms of all my internships, they were actually very heavy on the marketing side. So I think one thing I would like to change would be to take in other internships in other fields of business, since business is very broad. So besides the marketing internships that I've taken, I would have also wanted to take internships in, for example, HR, finance, operations, or the other fields of business, because I really do want to learn about each and every department that helps the company grow. And I believe that if you're able to learn from each department, it helps you make the right decision when you're looking for employability when you graduate.
Would you encourage students to apply for internships? Do you think that this is worth it for them?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, of course, besides the pay, it's definitely worth it. Internships are a way for you to not only gain new experiences, but of course, gain new friends, gain new mentors and colleagues. And it's a way for you to not just boost your resume, but also prove to future employers that, oh, I've done this before. I've worked on this before. I've been part of this company. And I have a proven track record of being able to deliver on the job. So I think it's really beneficial. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to intern in the biggest companies. You just need to show that you have experience. for example, in the department or the team of your choice, marketing, HR, finance, or even things outside of business, there's a lot of things you can intern for. It will definitely help you, especially when you're applying for work when you graduate, or applying these learnings and actually in school when you're doing your works, when you're doing your case projects. It definitely helped me give better output.
This is an out of the box question. If you'll win the lottery tomorrow, what would you do? Would you say, for example, you're in an internship, would you quit your internship or not and just enjoy the million?
I would cry at first, and then after crying of joy, tears of joy, I don't think I would quit, because I'm really there for the experience. Like, while you do earn, like, they give you compensation for your efforts, I'm really there primarily for the experience. It's something that you don't really get to learn. While you do get to learn some parts of it in school, school can only give you theoretical things. But when you actually need to apply the things you've learned, it's really through an internship experience. And why not use that money to go on vacation, invest in other things, or secure your future? So if I were to win the lottery, I would, number one, cry. Number two, stay in my internship. But then number three, use that money to plan for my future wisely.
Nice. Thank you for being honest about it. we've been asking this question just to get a grasp of, you know, how this current set of interns think. And I'm actually glad that you've mentioned that you won't quit, just because, you know, experience is really helpful when you get to your first actual graduate job. Any final advice you'd share with new graduates starting out at Shopee or any other company, for example? Anything students should be aware of before making the jump to an internship role?
Before deciding on an internship, I think my best piece of advice is know your limits, but also know when to work harder. Because if you're a student applying for an internship, you have several other commitments beyond your work. You have academics, if you have any organizations, you still have your school life, and you still have, of course, your other commitments outside of school. So it's really about knowing your limits, knowing if I should take this internship, for example, now, should I wait it out? Should I wait for my summer term to take the internship? It's really more on capitalizing on the opportunities given to you, but don't force yourself to take things if you know na hindi mo kaya. Like, there's a time and place for everything. And if you don't think you can do it now, definitely there will be a time and an opportunity for you in the future to do it.
Yeah, timing is really important talaga in cases like that. So thank you. Last question is, what's something that most people believe about internship that you found to be completely false?
I think a misconception that I had is that there's a kind of phrase called corpus slave. So you're going to essentially just work every single time. So essentially you're like a slave to, for example, the company. But I think it's really not like that. Like, when you join a corporation, when you join a company, you really learn that beyond the work itself, they do value your well-being. They do value work-life balance. And that really makes an impact on the work that you do. It makes it a lot more fun. So it's like, it's not just work, but you're also having fun while you're doing it. You meet new people, you make new friends, new connections. And at the same time, you get to learn new things, because you don't need to stay static in one job. You can always, for example, go up the corporate ladder, explore other departments, hop to and from different teams, or even change companies if you do choose to do so. So there's really a lot of opportunities beyond just being stuck, for example, in a static office and so on. So it's more opportunities. So like, you're not just going to be stuck in the office. Like, it's very diverse and it's very flexible to that.
Right, thank you. Thank you for sharing those tips and those insights. Really helpful. I really enjoyed our discussion, and hopefully the viewers of this recording or this interview session would also enjoy that and learn from you, hearing that you've had two successful internships already. I wish you the best in your last year. Hopefully you finish it with flying colors. And yes, labanis ka.
Thank you po.
Thank you. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day and week, and if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me.
Thank you so much. Have a great day as well.
You too. Bye.